Tyler Lockett.
We were able to respond during adversity like we've been doing these last couple of weeks. So that's what really got us going.
The defense does a great job again. Those guys on the outside of the ball getting turnovers. Can you talk about that big play that kind of turned this game around, the sack and then the return?
Well, you know, even if the other team makes a big play, you know, the possession's not over until the referees blow the whistle. So we just kept playing, and luckily it fell in our favor, and Jarrell was able to pick up the ball and run. So I wish we would have got a touchdown, but, hey, things happen.
You talked about the job done by Colin Klein and everybody today on offense.
Colin Klein, he's a great player. You know, Colin is a leader. He was able to lead us, you know, especially at halftime like we've been doing. We were able to bounce back in the third quarter, like I said, and score going right after the half. So just being able to have Colin as a great quarterback, you know, it really influences us in many ways.
Tyler, what did Tech do in the first quarter? What did Tech do in the first quarter defensively? It slowed you guys down.
Well, they just got us out of our game plan. You know, we were just getting distracted in other areas instead of just playing our game and focusing.
Cody White here.
You know, Colin had an exceptional game tonight. He's a great leader, so he knows what it takes to get us to go, and that's what he did. You know, he just came in the locker room at halftime and said, "Boys, we got to step it up. You know, we're better than this." So.
What do you appreciate most about this group since you've been here?
Just the guys are, like, all about family, and that's what we preach every day, you know, and I feel like we've gotten real close as a family, and that's why I think we're so successful.
You guys are on the doorstep of tying the 1998 team for the most 50-point games in school history. Just talk about the significance of that. Some people say this offense isn't very flashy, but you guys light it up on the scoreboard.
Well, I think, you know, our main thing is just when we get a hat on a hat, we have success, and, you know, that's our main goal, is just to get a hat on a hat, and when we do, you know, we're very successful.
Is there any position you can't play on the line right now, or are you?
I feel like, when a guy goes down, you know, somebody has to step up, and, you know, I appreciate Coach for giving me that role to, you know, learn the other positions and put me in and have faith in me.
Jarrell Childs.
And for all that hard work and for it to get called back with a penalty, how disappointing was that?
I wasn't disappointed. I told everybody it was still a touchdown in my book, so it's okay.
I apologize. I know you probably talked about it. Can you talk about the play and how critical it was in the game?
It was real critical. Meshack did a good job coming off the edge, and I was just in a good spot. And it fell right into my lap, just like the Oklahoma game. And all I did was pick up the ball and run. So,
just like the Oklahoma game, they had more yards at that point, but you, a big defensive play turns it around.
Yep, that's what we talked about coming off the sideline, with that we needed to get a turnover, and we did a good job coming out and getting one.
They come in as a top-rated defense in the Big 12. Do you guys now lay claim to that?
No, I don't pay attention to that much stuff. We just come out and try to do our job every day and try to get better.
What changed in the second half?
Basically, we had a lot of people step up and get everybody going, tell them we need to step up, play to our ability, which we weren't doing, and correct our mistake.
Colin Klein.
Talk about the little bit of a slow start and what it kind of took for the team to get a rhythm offensively.
I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, there's a very heavy amount of scheming on both sides of the ball, trying to get certain looks, trying to call certain plays with certain looks. They're changing up looks. I mean, there's it's a fun part of the game, but sometimes it does take a little bit of time to get settled in. And Texas is a very good team. I mean, they're a great defense, and they fly around. I mean, they're smart, and again, they played extremely hard, and we were able to just kind of settle down a little bit and execute. Because you're absolutely right. We can't start that slow and expect to be okay.
And you're never a guy that's going to be exactly satisfied with your team's performance. But how satisfied were you in the second half with your offense's execution?
Well, again, I mean, we were able to make some plays. I know. Defense got us the ball. You know, we got some in special teams. We got some pretty short fields a couple times, which helps a ton when you're able to score quick and get in that good spot. So it was a great team effort of hanging in there together, and when things weren't going so well at the beginning, to just hang in there and it'll come. So we hung together and got it done.
You know, there's probably nobody that's more highly rated than you are as a quarterback right now. But when you win against somebody like a Geno Smith or Landry Jones or Dagie today. Did you emphasize the offense? We're really going to have to get some points on the board and get going?
Well, I mean, our goal always as an offense is to score one more point than they do. However that happens, whatever that looks like, we'll find a way to get it done. I know there's not too much, individual vendetta or rivalry. I mean, it's just, we're just, a bunch of guys that are trying to get ourselves better. I'm just trying to honor the Lord with what he's given me to do here at this opportunity and just be the best that I can be with what he's given me and go from there. So, I mean, it's a great step as a team, but it's just another step. We have a lot of things that still, you know, we can get better at, and we're going to try to get tightened down. So.
Yeah, do you feel the pressure building as it goes along here? You continue undefeated, and everybody starts talking about, you know, national championship games and things like that. Do you feel the pressure build every week as you go on?
I don't know. I think, again, I'm very blessed that God has provided, you know, my upbringing in a way that I had parents and coaches that have invested in me and that have provided a foundation to understand what's really important and that success is fleeting in this world. And, again, it's there's bigger things at stake, and we and I recognize that, you know, we are human. We are we do make mistakes and are susceptible to complacency or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it. And but just knowing that is the first step, identifying it and then being able to, you know, attack it and work against that sin nature every day. So it's but again, and we're fortunate to have a lot of guys here, too, that, I mean, we've been around and understand, you know, where we've been and where we've come from. Not so, you know, very recently, you know, not too far back down the road. I mean, that's very vivid in our memory. And so, like I said, we're just a bunch of guys that are trying to come together and be the best team that we can be the best individual players that we can be and go from there.
Chris Harper.
He's crazy to me. You know, I practiced, you know, doing him a little for a while. So, I mean, I've seen what he can do. And the thing that's the craziest thing is that he was a guy that got moved to receiver. And he's playing quarterback, and he's throwing the ball like he is. You know, usually that doesn't happen. I mean, maybe Tannehill's been another guy that does it, but, I mean, he wasn't throwing the ball like he's throwing it right now. So, I mean, it's that, if you look at it from that aspect, it's pretty crazy.
Chris, undefeated, four to go. Are you guys thinking about? I know you always talk about one game at a time, but talking about what could be. And
it's tough. That? It's tough not to, you know, knowing you're so close. But, man, you just gotta, you know, just gotta focus in on next week. You know, you just gotta focus in on the next game, and you can't look ahead. You know, it's really tough not to look ahead. But the position that we're in, you can't do it. You know, we don't have anybody that's been in this position before. Everybody, this is new for everybody. So I mean, I don't know how other teams have done it before. Have done it, but we're gonna have to figure out how to do it now. You know, we're gonna have to figure out how to take the praise and stuff, and like, and not let it get to our heads. Stay level-headed, stay humble, and stay hungry. Because, you know, we still haven't won anything. Like I said, all these years we've won a lot of games here, but we never won national championship or things like that to show for it. So, but without winning these next four games, we can't get there. So,
Ryan Mueller. Ryan, talk about the game today with Texas Tech. You guys' defense, I thought, played pretty good against a pass-happy team.
Yeah, Texas Tech was a great opponent tonight. Today they were great. But, you know, our coach Clemens gave us some good tips throughout the week that we could take advantage of during the game, and we did exactly that and got after the quarterback.
Go through that one play where you actually went through looks like a double team on that screen pass that you knocked the ball away for an incompletion.
Again, that was my coach, Coach Clemens, putting me in position. And I just sniffed it out. I saw the running back right in front of me, and the quarterback was trying to do with the ball, and coach put me right in the position to make a play.
What did you guys learn through maybe the first quarter, maybe first half, that you were able to adjust on and really capitalize in the second half?
They were throwing a lot of quick passes, and for the D-line to be a factor on it, we had to run to the ball, and I felt like we did that towards the end of the game once we started getting a feel for what they were trying to do.
BJ Finney.
Doing good. How about the day-to-day? Talk about what it was like kind of adjusting as the game went on with what Texas Tech was bringing on defense.
We started adjusting really well. You know, we had their looks down going into the second quarter, and then going into the second half, we knew what they were going to do. They threw some looks at us that we weren't ready or prepared for, and we just, you know, there was a lot of adversity, so we fought through it, kept doing what we do, and kept playing ball, and it turned out the way it did.
You have to be pretty happy about, especially the last three quarters. You guys put up over 400 yards in those last three quarters. I know it struggled in the first quarter, but talk about what it was like in those last three quarters of the game.
You know, Texas is a great football team. Obviously, they gained more yards than we did. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a great defense, great team. You know, I wish them the best of luck. We had to play better, and we did. but we executed a lot better than we had been, and that's where it got us.
You feel like you wore them down a little bit?
I don't know. That'd be something to ask Coach.
Maybe more mentally and physically?
You know, honestly, I don't know. I mean, they were still real physical. They were still a really tough team, even later in the quarter or later in the second half. So, like I said, they're a hard-nosed football team. They're a great team. Hats off to them. Wish them the best of luck.
Was this probably the most physical team up front that you played all year?
I would say yes, definitely.
Ty Zimmerman.
The turnover he caused today, he's been on some plays.
Man, the amount of improvement he's made from week one is just tremendous. And it's great to have a guy like that. You know, we had David Garrett last year that made tons of plays for us, and Randall's starting to do that. So, having a guy like that in the nickel spot that'll come up on the run, hit it, and as well as come and defend the pass is just a really good asset to this defense.
You guys have played against three of the top quarterbacks in the country. You've held them all pretty much in check. What are your thoughts about the defense and where you are right now?
We've done a good job up to this point, like you said, holding those tremendous athletes. We knew this was going to be a test this week, that Dagey doesn't get as much credit as he deserves. Had a lot of great athletes around him. So it's just a matter of getting pressure on them, try to limit their big plays and get those turnovers. And, you know, we got a couple of them today, which really helped.
Let's talk about pressure. Pressure builds every week. You win another football game, undefeated. More and more people are talking about you. How do you keep? I know the coach keeps you grounded, but how do you guys try to keep it all together?
Just a matter of listening to what Coach Snyder says. You know, he's done this for so many years. He knows what he's talking about, and we always talk about, you know, keeping it between the white lines and keeping it between us in this room, the 100 and so odd guys that practice each and every day. So it's just a matter of focus on what we need to focus on and correct our mistakes and take it to the next opponent.
The three AP teams, ranked teams that you guys have played, they come in and they're averaging 135 points collectively a game, and you guys limit them to a combined 57 points. How big time is that?
That's real big time. I didn't really know that. I don't know that stat, but we just try to do our part on defense, and a lot of that comes from having a great offense and the fact that they control the game. You know, I don't know if there's a saying that goes, the best defense is one that doesn't play, and that's been the case for us the last couple of weeks with the offense just eating up the time like crazy, and doing our part is just limiting the big plays and not letting, you know, score as many touchdowns, and, you know, we've done a good job of it.
How do you think that the defense has done flying to the football through the first eight games?
I think we've done a great job of it, just swarming to the ball, and we talk about that every day, just the relentless pursuit, and that's going to create a lot of turnovers when you fly to the ball like that, which it did today, and it's really helped us.
You had to be pretty happy for Arthur Brown finally getting a pick six like that.
Oh, definitely. I have so much respect for Arthur and the way he goes about the game each and every week, and how he practices and his whole demeanor, and having an athlete like that on the field is just a great asset.
What was it like? I mean, this is probably the most team that's passed the most on you all year. What was that like, play after play, going up against that 55 passes for them?
You know, I don't think this team gets as much credit as they deserve. They were a very tough team, had a group of receivers that really got after it, blocking as well as running the routes, and a great quarterback. So we knew coming in that we had to limit those big plays that they've been getting, and, you know, try to cause some turnovers.
Braden Wilson.
There's a lot of good teams out there. I think we've earned the spot that we're at now, and we understand that there are a lot of eyes on us. So we know that we can't slip up. Like, we're going to stay on top of our game. We're going to keep working like we always have. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to continue to look at the season as, you know, being 1-0.
Well, 13-10 at halftime, and then you guys came out in the second half, looked like a different – you guys were good in the first half, don't get me wrong, but a different team, though, took it to another level. Is that the way you guys do it? I mean, acceleration type of thing?
It's
about adjustments. Snyder said you didn't make adjustments, just doing the things that makes you successful. I
mean, right. That's you know, in halftime, we really just went over. We didn't really adjust anything. We just talked about what we were going to do, you know, fixed any little problems we had with doing it. And, you know, we've always been a team to finish strong. So that's one of our strong points as a team, is just how we finish. And to be honest with you, I couldn't tell you, you know, exactly why it is that you know the two halves were so different. You know, I mean, Texas Tech came to play. They're a good team. You know, they have good players.
They spread it out on offense and eat up the clock. And
yeah. I mean, they're very good at it.
The ebb and flow doesn't really materialize in the first half. The ebb and flow doesn't materialize because you don't have the ball. So
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You guys get in the flow then when you get two straight touchdowns in the second half, and
then we got
the
a
game
rhythm
change,
going.
Everything changes.
Yeah,
and everybody loosens up. Is that what happens?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, like I said, it's really hard to tell what was different with us. You know, like I said, Tech came to play. You know, they're a good team. So it was just kind of a dogfight in the first half, and then. Like I said, it's hard to say exactly what it was, but things just started clicking for us in the second half.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, man.
All right.
You too.
Was it maybe, adjusting to maybe the speed and the physicality of Texas Tech, maybe what led to a slow start, maybe?
It could have been. I don't know if that was the issue, because I wouldn't say that was anything, you know, we hadn't seen before. But they were good. I will say that. They came out the gate strong. So that might have had something to do with it, but it's hard to say.
Just kind of the way the game went, and you guys were down early, went three and out early on. You feel maybe were you guys worried about maybe being a little impatient in that first quarter?
No, not really.
Maybe I should ask it. Was it easy or was it tough? Maybe not. To get into a panic mode later on?
No, that's one thing that coach has always preached to us, is to keep your composure and you know, I don't think anybody was anywhere near a panic, you know. I don't know, we just continued to play our game, you know. I mean, like last year we had, eight games we won by 7 points or less, I apologize. So, you know, that's nothing we weren't used to.
Talk about putting up 55 points or 54 last few games, back-to-back games. That's got to be pretty good for the team, right?
It is. You know, it's a lot of hard work paying off right there.
Colin says the offense just settling, especially at the start of the third quarter when you guys scored on that first drive. That the offense just settled in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
The offense just settling in then on the third quarter, because lately you guys are a third quarter team.
Well, I mean, before we were a fourth quarter team, so I guess we're taking strides.
Second quarter next week?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
John Hebert.
You know, the bad thing is it kind of fired me up, like this game, we were supposed to be the underdogs and this and this, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's kind of just pump, you know, just get us motivated and pump us up and just go out and just, you know, like you said, a chip on the shoulder and go out and win.
Yeah, you think people still don't take you guys seriously?
No, I still don't. I mean, I don't see why, but, I mean, it's all up to them. Like I said, they motivate us to have us the underdog, so.
Yeah. Florida lost today, so it makes things even crazier if you guys keep winning with you in Oregon. I mean, you pay attention to anything they're saying out in Oregon?
Oregon's a great team. You know, they got a great offense, they got a great defense. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. I guess we'll see.
Arthur Brown.
Indeed. You know, that's what it's about, you know, working toward a common goal.
Yeah. You know. Did Coach Snyder have to put a little bass in his voice at the half to tell you guys to wake up out of your funk?
No, he definitely, you know, woke us up and, you know, gave us a great perspective to look for. And, you know, it really just turned us up. And, you know, as a team, we went out there and we, you know, sealed the deal.
Did you guys come out a little bit sluggish? Was that the sense? I got the sense of that.
No, it depends on how you look at it. You know, Texas Tech, they're a great team. So you have to, you know, definitely give credit where credit's due. But it's all about making adjustments, and that's what this game is, you know, really about in the end. So, you know, we were able to come out in the second half and, you know, really make those adjustments that need to be made.
You guys are accustomed to hitting folks in the mouth first, but you guys kind of got hit in the mouth first. I guess it's a repeat question, but with Tech scoring that first touchdown, was it kind of a moment of clarity, like, hey, it's time to play?
We knew coming into the game, we expected a dogfight, and that's exactly what they gave us. So it wasn't unexpected, but it definitely, you know, woke us up as a defensive unit, so we just had to respond to it, and that's what we did.
Two games in a row with a pick and that touchdown had to be a big thrill.
Oh, yes, indeed. It was a great play overall. Jarrell Childs made a great play on the receiver that allowed that play to even be possible.
do you guys take it personally, especially you being the captain of the defense, do you guys take it personally that the unit overall doesn't get the respect it deserves? When you're talking Kansas State, all you hear is Colin Klein. It's never about the defense, but you guys have to give Colin back the ball, right?
That's one of our goals, to keep our offense on the goal as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And as a defensive unit, we rally around that in order to make that happen. So, you know, it's not a sense of disrespect. We don't take it that way. You know, we just continue to keep the focus on, you know, us as a team, you know, and really move forward with that.
But it has to be some kind of burning fire that you guys, I mean, you guys gave up 24 points. It's the most points you've given up pretty much all season. It has to kind of burn inside of you that you guys don't get the credit where credit is due. I mean, it takes defenses to win championships, right?
No, true, it takes a team, really. And that's what Coach Nader, you know, preaches around here. You know, truly, we play our best ball when we play as a team. So we just have to, you know, keep, even as a defensive unit, keep the focus on that.